If you're a regular on some rural highways, you will occasionally see a car left on the side of the road. It might have either broken down or it could have run out of petrol. Some of these cars are moved within a few hours, but others can sit there for days on end, and sooner or later you can pretty much guarantee those cars are going to get torched. And whether they're cars that are burned out after being stolen or abandoned cars that have been set alight, it seems the number of car fires is on the increase in rural New South Wales. Superintendent Lyndon Whelan is the manager of the Arana Rural Fire Service around Dubbo in the New South Wales Central West.
Any vehicle that's left on the side of the road, if it's there more than 48 to 72 hours, you can nearly bet your life on it that it'll be burnt out for some reason or other. They just get to know where they are, and then they light them up and burn them out on us. Over the last 18 months, we've had 35 incidents where we've had cars ignited and causes some problems because it has been in dry weather at different times and it spreads into the grass. So it's been ongoing for quite some time now and it's becoming a real problem.
You have situations where cars are abandoned. Quite often when cars are stolen, they're torched.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Even last night, we had a car on the Golden Highway near Harefeld Road was stolen and torched. It was lucky that it was a dampy sort of a night last night and it didn't spread into the long grass that was near where the car was burning. So we were lucky with that one, but you're not always going to be lucky. We were just lucky last night. It was the humidity was high and the fire didn't spread. It took about 20 minutes for the fire crews to get on scene, so it would have had plenty of time to get going if it was going to get going in the grass.
Inspector Mark Dixon is the operations inspector for the Arana Local Area Command. He concedes that car fires are a hazard, but he says there's very little police can do about abandoned cars in the first instance.
If police are alerted to a vehicle that have been noticed by members of the public to be left in a particular spot for a period of time and they have concerns about that vehicle, we attend there and first of all check to see if the car's registered. If the car's registered, we make some inquiries with the registered owner in relation to the reason it's there. But if the vehicle's currently registered and it's not committing a obstruction or a danger to the passing traffic, there's nothing legally that we can do with it.
Burned out cars on the sides of highways? Clearly, it's less than ideal aesthetically and from a safety perspective. But during a summer with a high fuel load, it's an even bigger headache. Superintendent Whelan says recent rains around the Central West have taken some of the pressure off rural firefighters, but there is still a lot of dry fuel on the ground. One car was on the side of the highway east of Dubbo for several days before it was burned.
It was well alight when our crews got on scene. It had certainly been set alight. Somebody had put accelerant on it and set it alight. The police got involved with it. It could have been, if we hadn't had the rain, that fire would have spread from that car onto the side of the road and caused us lots of problems along the railway line where there's a fair bit of vegetation there at the moment under those trees. So it is an issue for us. Even last night, we had a car on the Golden Highway near Harefeld Road was stolen and torched. It was lucky that it was a dampy sort of a night last night and it didn't spread into the long grass that was near where the car was burning. So we were lucky with that one, but you're not always going to be lucky. We were just lucky last night. It was the humidity was high and the fire didn't spread. It took about 20 minutes for the fire crews to get on scene, so it would have had plenty of time to get going if it was going to get going in the grass.
If police can't act unless the cars have been abandoned or unless they are creating a potential hazard, what is the answer? Well, it would appear that the onus is back on local residents to keep an eye out for vehicles that have been left at the roadside and are at risk of being burned.
I can't comment in relation to the actual number of vehicles that have been burned out in the Arana LAC over the last period, but it's always of a concern when a vehicle set alight, specifically in periods of high fire danger, which we're experiencing at the moment.